The adults have the music, my parents have the music, the teens have the music, but what about me? I said the adults have the music, my parents have the music, but where's my children's music? What about me?
Well, we've got you covered.
It's We Nation time.
Welcome to Watoto Entertainment and Education, or We Nation Radio, where we bring you the best in family-friendly global beats for little feet. And I'm Uncle Devin, the children's drum cushionist.
And I'm Auntie Lolita.
And WPFW family, we are absolutely in awe, humbled about... We got some news that we want to share with you that is just... Really, it's hard for me to even talk about it.
But first, we would just want to let you know that We Nation Sneak Peek will feature none other than an interview with Matt Miller, a.k.a. Swamp Guinea.
Yes, that's coming up to a little bit later on in the show. But we've had the honor of, you've heard us talk a lot about the All One Tribe album. That's 24 plus black artists that got together to do a family music artist. And I have a song, I mean, a family music album. And I have a single on that. And we have been nominated for Best Children's CD in the Grammys. We are all Grammy nominated artists. And I am so... I don't even know what to say.
Congratulations. Yes. I'll say it. Congratulations, not only to you, but to all those artists that we've been featuring for the last few months, but also 123 Andres.
Yes.
Such huge friends of We Nation Radio.
Yeah, he got a nomination for his song, Activate. Yes.
His album, rather. And then Falu.
Falu, awesome artist coming to us out of New York.
Pierce Freelon.
And his mother gets a Grammy for...
Well, she was nominated.
Was nominated, rather, for Best Vocal Jazz Album.
And then also Lucky Diaz and the Family Jam Band.
Do you know that this is the first time that all five nominees are people of color in children's music? And this all starts with the fact that we stood up together to fight injustice and really just racial unfairness in the industry last year. And so we are just humbled. We honored. We want to give a shout out to those artists last year who were nominated, who gave up their nomination in support of black artists and black families. Thank you so much.
And we also have to thank Family Music Forward, for whom we're also co-founders along with 11 other change makers, but also for the greater family music community, for being change makers in this history making moment. Without them, this couldn't have happened.
It really couldn't. And so we're going to open up the show with playing our single from this Grammy nominated album, A Go-Go Fun Day, featuring Alexa Givens. This is WPFW.
Check it out. In 1878, the White House had an Easter egg roll. It's an annual event to celebrate the holiday, but blacks weren't allowed to go. Instead of being sad, we all got together and went to the National Zoo. For over 100 years in the nation's capital, families went there with their crew. Now get funky with it.
You said we can't come with you to have some fun. This is what we say. Day.
fella. We gonna play. I hope you're ready for a daddy-daughter day. Yeah. Daddy-daughter day, girl, what up? Right now, we can go anywhere you wanna. Roller skating rink to the movies, chilling at the house. Maybe later on, we can go get a banana float. Yeah, cause that's really tasty. We can be lazy, stop and smell the daisies. Do what you want, me and you in the car. Go play in the arcade or shop at the mall. Hope you're ready for a wonderful day. Sunny outside, hope you're ready to play. When your mama asks you how your day went, you gon' tell her daddy be your favorite.
Sun is going down now, get into your jammies. Bedtime concert, performing at your Grammys. Close your eyes and now it's sleepy time. Tomorrow we go, press rewind. Daddy da da day, 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 daddy da 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 day. Daddy da da day, day daddy da da day, daddy da 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 day, daddy da da day, day daddy da da day.
Daddy-daughter day, it's a daddy-daughter day. And the sun is so much brighter when it's smiling on your face. Homies call to hit the bar, tell them try another day. Rather be right where you are, you can pick your favorite place. We can hit the museum, life is science, you see them. Animals and zoos even recognize the beauty. And your smile as it radiates, you hide and we play and chase. Even if we doing nothing, it's time we could never waste. Tell mommy we go and play, just me and you on a date. Hope nobody told mommy for dinner we order cake. With ice cream and chocolate, Lion King, you watched it. At least 100 times just so you can hear him say Hakuna Matata. This what we do with our daughters. And a salute to the fathers doing it all to provide a model of who you should follow. Promise to guide you on where to go. It's a daddy-daughter day, bruh. Fatherhood is dope.
There's a joy in my spirit, and I know only you can give. exhibit. Let's share with everyone. They should feel this.
They should feel this.
Can't imagine life without your divine love around us. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I got love.
I like to talk about this love of mine. It's so divine. It's right on time. Right on time. Right on time. I like to talk about this love of mine. It's so divine. It's right on time. Right on time. Right on time.
There's no greater love. There's no greater love, love, love.
I like to talk about this love of mine. It's so divine. It's right on time. Right on time. Right on time. I like to talk about this love of mine. It's so divine. It's right on time. Right on time, right on time. I like to talk about this love of mine. It's so divine, it's right on time. Right on time, right on time. I like to talk about this love of mine. It's so divine, it's right on time. Right on time, right on time. I like to talk about this love of mine. It's so divine, it's right on. This love of mine, it's so divine, it's right on time. Right on time, right on time.
That's right. 5 minutes, what I do. But it's dedicated. It's dedicated to my little miss Jamila. Hi, Jamila. Hi, hi. That's my baby right there, y'all. Hi. Hi, baby. The song is called The Perfect Day. All the fathers, any fathers out here? Any fathers? No fathers? Nobody?
It was the perfect day when I heard my baby say, we got a little baby on the way. It was the perfect day, day, day. It was the perfect day when I heard my baby say,
thank you, baby.
We got a little baby on the way. Perfect.
Now check it out now. Hey,
now I remember it was spring 2005 on the West Coast. The Mommy's Mission District residence played the host of the occasion on the day when we received confirmation that we were patiently waiting for your presentation. Pure elation was the sensation felt when it first hit me. World, I'm about to be your father. Then just as quickly, reality began to creep through my veins. Barely a year since I had left the plantation in chains. Pursuing my dreams, doing my thing. Me and your mama shared a vision of an entrepreneur's living. So when progressive wisdom being sick of the system, we dissed them and dissed them, traded they prison for a religion, a rhythm. Where the fellowship is the purest, committed and driven, sick of visiting like a tourist. Yeah, but when I heard that she was on the way, there really wasn't too much to say. So much of Jamila May. Yeah, come on, come on. When I heard my baby say, we got a little baby on the way. Yeah, it was the perfect day.
And it was, y'all.
It was the perfect day. When I heard my baby say, we got a little baby on the way.
I'm crying, can you tell?
Now fast forward to the day of your birth, the day you quenched my thirst to see the image of myself on this earth. For what it's worth, if I ever should have to leave unexpectedly or permanently, love, my soul is at ease. Never believe that I ain't doing my best. I got a plan to be around for them exams and tests and help you handle stress that life manifests, full of trials and tribulations. So when any situation come to daddy and rest, I'll
protect, help you reflect and refresh, rededicate, then rebuild and progress to the next, to more or less. Yes, invest in yourself, health is wealth, so meditate and celebrate your success. In every day you'll be blessed and less susceptible to life pressures. Never disrespect you or neglect you, you're my precious, such a divine treasure. Tarnish your polished verbal to guide you in this era. Baby girl, it's my pleasure. Yes, it was. And when I heard my baby say, we got a little baby on the way. It was the perfect day, day, day. It was the perfect day. When I heard my baby say, we got a little baby on the way. All the fathers in the house. Any fathers in the house? Come on, D-Lee. Tell them how we feel, baby.
Every single second, minute, hour, every day. I love you bigger than the world. I love you sweeter than chocolate cake and drippy as an ice cream cone. I love you soft as cotton candy clouds. When I'm with you, I'm home. I love you when you feel glad and when you're feeling blue. I love every little inch of every little part of you. I love you bigger than the world. I love you wide as the sky.
I love you deep as the sea. I love you far as a star and as tall as a tree.
I love you bigger than the world. I love you bigger.
Love that song by Karen Kay and the Jitterbugs.
Yes.
Featuring her cute little daughter. And that was Bigger Than the World.
Oh, the great song, Karen. Thank you very much. And before that, we had Jabali Africa and Josek Asikoye with the song called Son of Mine. Beautiful song. Love it.
And prior to that, we had Gotta See Us, Ted Rock singing Perfect Day to his beautiful little one.
Yeah, you know, I was a backup drummer for Gotta See Us, thanks to Head Rock and Dwayne Lee. And it is actually pronounced God is See Us. So it's God is He Us or God I She Us. So you got to look them up, a wonderful local group. And then before that, we had a wonderful song by Kelly Love Jones called Love of Mine. A beautiful song with just a guitar and also her wonderful vocals. It was great.
And we also had, and now we can say, Grammy-nominated.
Grammy-nominated.
Pierce Freelon with Daddy Daughter Day featuring Jay Gunn.
Yeah, I'm just still in awe. So it's going to be a great time. And we're going to be sharing with you more information about all five nominees over the next couple of weeks. The Grammys, I believe, is on January 31st, 2022. And so we look forward to just sharing more information with you so that you can be aware of all the great music that's coming through.
And to hear the All One Tribe album, we'll put some information on our We Nation Radio calendar, which can be found on our Four Parents page.
Yes.
So look out for that so you can check it out for yourself and take a listen.
Well, listen, let's continue with some great music. We're going to go to another Grammy-nominated artist for Best Children's Album, Ziggy Marley. And this is his song, I Love You Too, featuring Rita Marley and Sadella Marley.
You're listening to We Nation Radio on WPFW 89.3 FM.
Like a bird love to fly way up in the sky. the sun loves to shine
and the monkey loves to climb.
It happens naturally,
and that's the way it's got to be.
And the worm still loves to go
way down low.
The corner around the bends,
up the hills and through the valleys.
No matter how things change,
this one thing will remain.
I sing it again.
Again. I love you too. I love you too. I love you too. I love you too. I love you.
When the sun come out, we play. I'll never be far away. When you tell me that you love me, this is what I'm gonna say.
I love you too, I love you too. I tell you I love you, I love you too, I love you too. I love you too, I love you too. I tell you I love you, I love you too, I love you too.
Too long before you know it, I'll be back. Little one, you don't have to cry, 'cause goodbye is never goodbye.
Take you with me whenever I leave. Yo, bless up. It's Aaron Nigel Smith, and you're listening to We Nation Radio on WPFW 89.3 FM.
If I could, I'd protect you from the sadness in your eyes, give you courage in a world of compromise. Yes, I would, if I could. I would teach you all the things I've never learned, and I'd help you cross the bridges that I burned. Yes, I would.
Hi, this is Kimberly Locke from American Idol, and you're listening to We Nation Radio on WPFW 89.3 FM.
A family live close to the jungle. At the end of the day, they all sit together around the fire. They have their supper, then relax and talk a little. The youngest boy becomes afraid. He hears all the sounds of the wild animals in the forest. Cheetahs, wolves, jackals and lions. He starts crying at the darkness and wild sounds that fill him with fear. Then his mother takes him in her arms and sings to him. The family is always strong together. They protect one another. Grandparents, his father and mother, uncles, aunts, cousins, brothers and sisters. They all join and sing together. Soon he falls asleep. Only the beautiful song fills his ears.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. Hush, my baby, don't fear, my darling, the lion sleeps tonight. Hush, my baby, don't fear, my darling, the lion sleeps tonight.
That song. I love the fact that they talk about the parents and the grandparents and the aunts and uncles and pretty much the whole extended family surrounding the child and giving comfort. That was The Lion Sleep Tonight, Ladysmith Black Mambazo. Wonderful, beautiful, beautiful song.
It truly is. And prior to that, we had Regina Bell with If I Could, which has always been one of my favorites.
You know, I had the chance to open up for her when I was playing with Fertile Ground in Atlanta.
What?
And well, I didn't live in Atlanta, but we flew to Atlanta and performed. And to hear her be able to perform that song live was pretty much one of the highlights of my career. I loved it.
I can't imagine. I've never seen her live.
Oh,
but just those words are just so inspiring.
It really is.
You know, it really speaks to parents. They do all they can to raise us the best they can to be productive, loving citizens. And
yes,
it's really up to us after that.
It really
they
is.
Would love to continue protecting us, but they can't.
That's right.
We have to make mistakes, learn from those lessons. And that's what their job is, to prepare us for that.
Like she said, the life we give is not our own, you
yes.
know, so that's incredible. And then before that, you know, one of our favorites on the show, Reese Palmer, and her song, Take You With Me, off of her beautiful CD, just a wonderful, wonderful song.
And if you recall, Ziggy Marley kicked off that set, and actually it was his mother, Rita Marley, singing on that with him, along with his sister, Sadella Marley.
You know,
all singing to children in their family.
And that's the CD that he won a Grammy for Best Children's Album.
That's right. That I forgot year. About that.
Yes. So wonderful, wonderful album.
Yeah, it was a family affair.
Yes. I want to end this segment with a song by our good friend, Boston musician and father, Alistair Mook. In July of 2012, one of Alistair's twin five-year-old daughters, Cleo, was diagnosed with leukemia. They went on to write a CD, which was nominated for the best Grammy in the children's category. I believe it was in 2013. And so we're going to play one of the songs off of that CD, which is a great example of parents' love for their children. This is called Home When I Hold You, featuring Afi O'Donovan.
You're home when I hold you, honey. Home when I hold you, dear. Home in your daddy's arms tonight. Home when I hold you near. You're safe in your mama's arms, safe when she holds you tight.
safe all through the night. Your love, my sweet soul, love, loved as you can be. There's more love for you, darling, than water in the sea. Your home.
WPFW 89.3 FM. You're listening to We Nation Radio with Uncle Devin and Auntie Lolita.
And as you can see, a lot of these songs pretty much has a theme, and that is a parent's love songs for their children. And so we love talking about love here on We Nation Radio.
And how fitting was it for those of you that may have missed it earlier? Uncle Devin has been Grammy nominated for the All One Tribe album by the One Tribe Collective. And it was really fitting that you were with your parents when this announcement came through.
Yeah, me and Pops were just riding around and we were trying to have conversations and the phone was blowing up. And then we finally got back home with my mother and she was in the kitchen cooking some food for the week and shared it with her. And it was just so great. To share it with them, and it
and
is
their
about
their baby
them.
Was nominated for a Grammy Award. That drum set they bought all those years ago finally paid off.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun and great to share it with them. So we're going to be sharing with you the other nominees. We have 123 Andres,
Falu,
yes,
Lucky Diaz and the Family Jam Band,
all of them part of our whole community, and then of course we played earlier. Pierce Freelon.
We sure did. But guess what? Also in today's show was Jabali Africa.
Yes.
And Reese Palmer, who were also featured on that album.
On the All One. That's right. So see, this is the beauty of what we're talking about.
Yes.
What we've been trying to share with you, that the breadth and the depth of children's music is just tremendous once we get an opportunity to share it. And that's what's been happening.
And this isn't your typical traditional children's music.
No.
I mean, there's some awesome content here.
Yes.
And
absolutely.
Also Miss Nikki, another
yes.
DMV.
That's right.
Yeah, she's also on this
that's
album.
Right.
So this is so
and
exciting.
Culture Queen, Jessica.
That's right.
Yes, from here to DMV as well.
And don't forget Groovy Nate.
That's right, Groovy Nate. All of us are Grammy nominated artists, loving it.
And it's time for We Nation Sneak Peek.
And I had the opportunity to interview Matt Miller, a.k.a. Swamp Guinea, a local artist that has been doing some amazing work in DC Go-Go and world music. And I asked him some questions. Let's check this out. Talk a little bit about Crank La Conga, your group. And talk about your experience with go-go music.
So, of course, I grew up here in D.C. with go-go music being our staple sound. It's the sound of the street. And being such a lover of go-go music, you know, it was just in my bloodstream, really. So I'm an artist that I play different forms of music, different styles of music, other different types of music that also represent the African diaspora. So I'm a drummer and percussionist. You'll see me playing reggae, blues, salsa, Afrobeat. You name it. And so I would probably say at some point, maybe like in the early 90s, I just stopped playing go-go because I was so into world music, world beat or world music, if that's what you want to call it. When this tour is over, I think I was in Brazil the last time. I said, when this tour is over, I'm going to go back home and I'm going to embark on a project that lends itself to, you know, educating the global community on and about who we are as a culture, our stories, our history, and what are the issues that we're facing today. And so I immediately came home from tour and I, you know, started drafting up the concept. It wasn't until probably later on down the line that the spirit gave me the name Crank Lukongo. Because crank, as we, you know, that's a DC, that's a straight DC word that we use. Crank describes. Yeah,
you got to explain that. What is crank? Okay.
So crank or cranking describes the energy. Mm-hmm. When you're at a go-go, a live go-go, or when you hear that music, it's almost like church music that invokes spirit.
Yes.
You know, it's like when you hear that and you see those people, it's like flying, you know. So crank or cranking describes that energy. Mm-hmm. And that energy is basically synergy that exists between the players of the instruments and the band. I mean, the audience.
Right.
Because you can't have one without the other.
Right.
Right. So crank represents that energy. Mm-hmm. And so Lukongo is a word that, so Lukongo is a Kikongo word. Mm-hmm. In the year 1740 in South Carolina, where my family's from, there was a huge rebellion in the Charleston area called the Stono Rebellion. Mm-hmm. It was one of the first major uprisings in slavery and in American slavery. At that time, a lot of the slaves in that region, they came from different ethnic groups because of their skill. There were different things, like the Igbos were skilled, highly skilled in cultivating rice. There was a large group of Angolans there. There was a variety of different ethnic groups there that were all made up of. And so we couldn't all speak the same languages. Mm-hmm. We couldn't speak the language. And so the one word that was taught to all of the groups that sort of unified us was Lukongo, which means liberty. Mm-hmm. And when they started chanting that word, Lukongo, 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 that was basically the word sound for the word sound signal for the start of the rebellion.
Hey, family. That's right. We're all family here on We Nation Radio with Uncle Devin and Auntie Lolita. And that was an amazing interview with Matt Miller, a.k.a. Swamp Guinea. And to find out more information about Matt and his amazing music, go to cranklukongo.com. And that's CRANKLUKONGO.com.
And now you know what cranking is. That's, you know, and we say it all the time, but you know, we're not the only ones. Other people say, you know, you crank something up, you wind it up, you get them real hype. And that's really what that is. And we're going to be doing some work together. We've already started doing some teaching and classes. He's going to be working with me, on some projects with the Uncle Devin Show and vice versa. So stay tuned for more wonderful collaborations that we're going to have coming up.
And to make sure that you stay tuned, you can always join the nation.
Yes.
Go to WeNationRadio.com, click on that button, and that way you'll be certain not to miss a thing that's going on with Uncle Devin, We Nation Radio, or the fabulous artists that we play.
And also, don't forget that you can always find us on Roku and Hey Alexa,
Fire play, TV,
Play We Nation Radio, any of those
apps.
Yeah. I'm still so giddy over everything that's been going on, but nonetheless, you can find us there. So, you know, just we want to make sure that we have age-appropriate and culturally relevant music for children 24/7.
And if you're an artist and you have new music that you want to share, or you know of a great artist that we haven't played yet, let us know. We're always looking for storytellers and other book authors for our We Nation Read segment. And you can just go right to the contact page, and there's an artist submission form. And just let us know. We're always looking to introduce new talent to our community.
Yes. So we again want to thank the WPFW family for just supporting us over the years, and more and more great things to come. But we have to make way for Donald Temple and Lovethology. Getting your PhD in Lovethology again. But you don't want to miss that. And all the other wonderful programming, just make sure you visit us at WPFWFM.com. You know, what we say, the station for jazz and justice.
Yes.
Yes.
And also reach out to us directly at We Nation Radio on all the social media platforms.
That's right.
Facebook, IG, Twitter.
Yes. Hit us up.
Yes.
Well, listen, I'm Uncle Devin, the children's drum cushionist.
And I am Auntie Lolita.
And as we always say, life is a drum.
So beat it.
Play them drums, man. You know I'm gonna see you next time.
and good evening to you, and welcome to Loveology. You're listening to WPFW FM.
Jimi Hendrix is boundless.
In downtown Washington, D.C. The sound of Philadelphia tonight for you. Enjoy.